story. So then again, Pew in this house, I don't know if we can put in a story, but somewhere. And he's discussing with an old friend. And they've both been leaders in that Krishna movement, and they know it well. And Arpeyo is arguing or emphasizing that this is all about, first of all, wanting to serve the devotees, and not just the big ones with fine titles and dresses, but maybe even more so, the humble ones on the floor. Who do and did all the heavy lifting. And we got the parallel there to the society from the Strindberg, the drama spiel or dream play, whatever it's called. There is a scene there with the workers behind the fence saying, we built this up for you, and we're suffering here in the coal mines and so on. So we got a similar situation, and Pio is emphasizing that, because they're talking now about the management of this house which Pio lives in, and which has become the only remaining piece of ISKCON Stockholm, the Krishna Consciousness Movement in Stockholm. Pio is there, having saved them, maintained and updated the Radio Krishna studio that used to be there in Govinda's. At least that. There's a kitchen, but there are apartments where devotees, Vaishnavas, can live, and they are living there. Some of those who gave the best years of their lives to the service of the Krishna Consciousness Movement and Prabhupada and Krishna. He is talking about one of them. A humble man has been serving in the restaurant, cutting vegetables and doing all that menial labor, as it is called today, but with his humble service to Krishna. Glorious. And then the other, his friend there, who was an old fashioned one, trained and grown out of the leadership position, tradition that had developed there in this ISKCON. But I heard things about him. It did something sexual and so on. And then he kind of almost interrupts, saying, but you know, we heard things about you too. Yes, we all have our faults and problems. But you're like a politician. You want something from a person, or you want to avoid giving the person what the person deserves, whether a worker in your factory or a tenant. And your estate and your apartment building, who just wants to get the value for his rent. And I'd say that's the difference between good and bad leadership. Are we going to treat our fellow beings fairly, justly, even compassionately, tolerantly? Or are we going to push our interests onto them? Even if it means their suffering, discomfort, and unfairness. Because that best serves our interests. Or do we think those interests are the interests of God? That we are then humbly serving? Well, but then doing it with that same old colonialism, bully, manipulative tactics. Let's find a fault in that person. Or those people. Stupid, primitive, lower. And the lower levels of moral mountain. Or I'm on top of the hill. Just, therefore, justifying my actions in the holy service of the good Lord. And people looks at me and say, have you ever heard that one before? I mean, they say history repeats, and I guess that's what it is. Certain patterns, certain archetypal virtues and vices that are always there for us to choose between. And therefore it's so important for us, who are supposed to be older and wiser, to not get stuck. Clinging on to the thrones of the old kings or popes or bishops or barons, in attachment to our comforts, and accomplished positions of power and profit and what else. I mean, we always get this question back: how much have you learned? Srila Prabhupada sitting there and asking, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Bhaktivinoda, and so on, how much have you learned? How much have you understood what this is really about? It could be something that your love for me is proven by how much you cooperate. We can have Srila Bhaktivinoda or Bhaktisiddhanta, all of them saying that verse there, Titiksha Vakarunika Suridas Harvabdinam Jata Shatra Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. And that's it. And the two of them, be you and the other, whatever his name will be, they just sit there. And he says, the other guy just says, what was that? And P.O., what was what? Never mind. Well, I'll think about what you just said. And bye-bye.